Don't miss a minute of Ruined It's for Breakfast on our podcast, thanks to Distinctive Homes, the striking premium display home in Lightsview. DistinctiveHomes.com.au. 104.7 Triple M.
Oh, good morning on this Friday morning, crew.
Oh, thank God it's Friday.
I always tell you, I love Thursdays, but gee, I love Fridays.
Oh, yeah. Excited?
Yeah, nice weather on the way. It'll be a good weekend.
Beautiful. I'm looking forward to it too. So let's have a great day. We've got a big show coming up. Week that was. Rudy Vanderstone. We're heading to the Northern Territory, Dits. So they've got a great new competition up there, which could go national, I feel.
Right.
But at the home of tattoos.
Are you entering?
I nearly could. I nearly could. I don't think I'll win.
What's the competition?
Shit tattoos.
yours are good ones, aren't they?
Oh, they mean a little bit to me.
Yeah, there you go.
It's a bit rough, but
sentimental.
That's
right. Yeah, no worries. Yeah. Action Pack Friday coming up. And Rue, tell me, have you got a gig on today or what? You've just to set the scene.
He's got the
Johnny Cash attire on again. He's got the black shirt, the black jeans.
I've got a funeral today. No, I haven't. But anyway, all in black today. Trying to look skinny.
You're either a bouncer or you're trying to be Johnny Cash. I don't know what it is.
I might be a combo of both.
Night
is dark. Oh, beautiful.
There he is.
No, we'll get kicked out. Yeah. Our boss is not up yet.
No, he doesn't like us playing Johnny Cash. Rue and Dits here on Triple M.
Get a bit of Dire Straits on.
Triple M. Rue and Dits. Top three things you need to know.
Wow, there are some big news stories out there today, Rue. The first one is that I read in the paper, a pet store in Port Adelaide, Petsland, someone has stolen the parrot. Right?
A Port Adelaide parrot in Petland?
Yeah, that's it.
Gee whiz.
I know. However, I think the good thing about this is that once the parrot has been recovered...
Was it the pirate's parrot?
No, it wasn't the pirate's parrot. But the good thing is that, of course, the parrot will be able to tell them who did it.
Yes.
He'll be able to say, was that fellow there? He's the one who stole me.
He took me.
Yeah. But anyway, if you've seen the parrot down there, it's quite serious, and Petland want their parrot back.
Righto. Yeah. Look out. Yeah. Look out.
Yesterday with the Angels, remember we were talking about the G-string bathers, and we spoke to the Metros about it earlier this week as well.
Yep.
And
you've been talking about it all week.
Yeah, been talking about it all week.
Well, and you're going again today.
Yeah, do you know why? Because there's a theme park in Western Australia, not happy, saying, hey, come on, everyone, this is a family-friendly theme park.
Dress appropriately.
So,
fair enough.
Mm,
I don't want little eight-year-old boys running around going, look at her bum. I think that's fair. Dress appropriate.
Mm. I think what we ended up saying yesterday is probably if you're sitting on the beach and you're sunbaking, go your hardest. But if you go to walk up Jetty Road to buy an ice cream, you probably should put some shorts on or something.
Now, I don't know how many bikinis or bathers girls have in their wardrobe, but I would have thought they'd have more than one and they'd have some with a bit more material on than others, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
I reckon. So I don't think that's too much to ask.
And I don't think you'd slide down the slides that well with your bare bum cheeks. There'd be a bit
of friction. Could burn.
You could be a bit of bum burn.
Wouldn't want the old razor blade like the
1980s. No, that's right.
That was a sicko that used to do that.
Yeah, terrible. Yes, indeed.
I have nightmares about that in the country coming down to Adelaide and thinking, gee, I wouldn't want to do that.
No.
Didn't they used to get 30 stitches and stuff like that?
Yeah, yep. People used to do things on those water slides, yeah. Very silly. Now, Rue, Sesame Street, this is, speaking of serious, this is a strange one for me, but I guess it makes sense. Sesame Street have got a new character. Have a listen.
My mom was away for a while because she had a grown-up problem.
I love my mom so much, and she couldn't take good care of me because she was having such a tough time.
Now, I remember growing up Sesame Street, and then when my kids were growing up, it was all about learning ABC and 1, 2, 3.
Mm.
This is about a parent that's got an addiction. So we've got...
All right, they're trying to make it real life-like.
Yeah, we've got characters in Sesame Street talking about mum with an addiction. The other one, now I've only just learned from Mel the Button Pusher, in recent times one of them's had dad in prison. Another has been a young kid. Oh, I'm in foster care. I've got pretend parents and I've got my real parents.
Am I getting confused? Did we have a gay one or something?
Not that I know of.
They're trying to replicate it.
So, you with kids, Rue, is it good to teach them this real in-your-face stuff at that age so that they're aware of it, or should kids just be playing with toys?
I wouldn't honestly have a clue, Dits, but I do try and, say, point out junkies on the side of the road and stuff like that when I'm driving around the streets. So that's what happens if you take too many drugs and all this sort of stuff.
Really?
Yeah, because I'm worried about them walking down the street. I try and identify them so they can see and say, if you see one of those, just walk away or don't talk to them.
Wouldn't happen in Burnside, surely.
Oh, yeah. Come bloody on. Earth. They got better drugs in Burnside.
Have they? Wow. Okay.
Apparently.
Right. Yeah. So, kids, there's your lesson. If you're going to get drugs, get them in Burnside.
No.
Oh, that wasn't the message.
No.
Oh, right.
No.
Yeah,
no.
But anyway, very confronting. I reckon Sesame Street, you know, heading down that path.
Sure is, Dits, and that's the way of the world
these days. That's what's making news. Roo and Dits on Triple M. Roo, reports are that Robert Harvey has now joined the race to be the next Crows coach.
Collingwood senior assistant.
Can you comment on that at all?
No, I can't comment, but he's been around for a while and he'd have to be in the time frame. He'd have to be in the zone, wouldn't he?
So just for the fans out there, the people that have been saying, oh, Matthew Nix is the coach or, you know, Gary Hocking's the next coach. I get the feeling that in the last couple of days, I think I'm right in saying you have still been doing a lot of interviews. Would that be accurate or not?
Definitely still doing interviews, that's for sure.
All right, so therefore you haven't made it. Let's hear from the CEO, Andrew Fagan.
Needless to say, we're down to the pointy end. Said it's been a really positive process to date. We had some further interviews yesterday in Melbourne and said I don't think we're too far away from making a decision. Spoken to a lot of other people in the industry just to gather intelligence. It's a really important decision we've got to make, but we're definitely down to a short list.
Hang on. More interviews yesterday in Melbourne. You didn't tell us that.
You didn't ask.
Hang on.
I think I gave a slip of the tongue yesterday, didn't I?
Yeah,
I said something about on the flight home when you were talking about daylight saving.
Oh, jeez.
I didn't pick up on it.
I'm a bad detective.
They couldn't work out what the time was in the state.
Bloody hell.
That's all right. Don't worry about it.
Hey,
I can't tell you everything. I'm not cheating on you, Dids.
No. All right. No.
I'll tell you what you need to know.
All right. But it sounds as though you are close.
Getting closer.
All right. Hey, down at Port Adelaide, two delistings. Matthew Broadbent, Aidan Johnson. I must admit, I'm really surprised about Matthew Broadbent. We know he had his issues late in the season, but when he came back, I thought he was rock solid, you know. I thought he played very, very good footy.
I don't think anyone's doubting his footy ability, Dits. I think he's got plenty of talent. Aidan Johnson also played. I actually saw him at the airport with an interstate recruiter.
Well, from which club?
Oh, I don't think it's fair for me to dob him in.
Why isn't it? Hang on, we're here to break news. Well, give us half the story.
Sydney.
Righto, that's all you had to say. Was it that hard?
No, you got it out of me. Right. See if he goes there or not.
All right, some other footy news. The Demons close to a deal with Frio's Ed Langdon. Yeah. Melbourne are sending Sam Frost to Hawthorn by the look of it. Yeah. We know what happened yesterday with Orazio Fantasia. He's pulled out.
Did the old backflip on Port Adelaide. How dare he?
It's a strange story, that
and
one.
And they said, we will not pick him up next year, the way he's conducted himself this year.
Wow, all right, so some bad blood there.
So we'll take him!
The Crows will get him. In the Sheffield Shield, the Redbacks need wickets quickly because Victoria won 1 for 362. Nick Maddison.
Say that score again.
1 for 362.
Nick Who's Maddison, batting for Victoria, Don
almost
Bradman?
400 in a day. Yeah, Nick Maddison, 196 not out, and Marcus Harris made 116. So
we haven't done enough work on our bowling over the winter.
Big win for the Socceroos. They beat Nepal 5-0 overnight.
What?
Yeah. Now,
Nepal?
Name your best three Nepalese soccer players.
I don't know, but I'm sure they were carrying my bags when I went up. when I went up.
Well, they sent out a team full of Sherpas, did they?
When I came up there, what was that?
Tenzing Norgay. The Annapurna Circuit. He was captain coach, Tenzing Norgay. Do you know who he is or not?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. We better move on, I think. We won't talk any more sport because we're going to get into trouble. Actually, qualifying today at Bathurst, Scott McLaughlin in hot form, set the lap record yesterday.
God, he's on fire, isn't he?
Yeah, he's going very, very well. Mm. All right, that's our look at sport. Ruined, it's on Triple M. Rudy Vanderstone's not far away.
And Week That Was is up next.
The top five things we've learned on Ruined Dits this week.
Number five, we learnt how to spot a tosser.
One dead giveaway is when you're sitting with your mate and he starts talking about red wine and did you feel it on the front palate or the back palate? I actually got it in the middle palate. You did reveal about a month ago that you've joined another club.
Adelaide Hills Beef and Burgundy Club.
Tell me about the middle palate. You could be the head tosser of the year on Triple M. Tell us what happens is the middle palate. Because when I've seen you drink, it doesn't get a chance to touch your bloody
straight
palate.
Well, I'm learning to appreciate wine. Drink it slower.
I think you've been appreciating it for quite a while.
Switch it around a bit. Taste the berries and the coming
The berries?
Out. Yes, the berries and the and sometimes the black currant or the cherry. So, the Beef and Burgundy Club, what happens is the bottles come out with paper bags on them.
I saw a bum in the Parklands with a bottle of wine in a paper bag.
Maybe he's in the Beef and Burgundy Club too. Number four. Oh. Speaking of bums, we learnt about a bum-related crime spree.
But a man has been arrested for breaking into homes and tickling people's bums while they're asleep.
Excuse me?
He's been done for bum tickling.
No,
he's a bum tickler.
Making this up.
No, this is fair dinkum.
They didn't want to steal anything.
No, just tickled their bums. His name's Ben. Ben the bum tickler,
Bend
I'm gonna call him. He would just break into the house at night, creep up to the bed,
oh, no.
And then just start tickling the bums.
This is true. You know who he tickled mainly?
Who?
Blokes currently held in prison, thank God. So the bum tickler's been caught. Anyway, Benny the bum tickler has been locked up. Please. He might be tickling a couple inside.
I'm sure he will.
Let's hope Ben pulls his finger out and puts the bum tickling behind him.
Number three, with our Statman contest, we learnt what people are getting up to at work.
Statman. 33% of people have secretly done this to their co-worker at work before. What is it? Let's go to Murray Bridge. G'day, Troy.
Putting a whoopee cushion on their chair.
Does that still happen or not? Are they still around?
Whoopee cushion at work? Talk about a bum tickler.
Number two.
From bums to boobs, we learned Chris Dittmar is looking for a lawyer for a big new case.
You know Johnson & Johnson? Yeah, they make all sorts of drugs and pharmaceuticals and everything.
Mm-hmm.
A fella in the US has sued them. They've been forced to pay $11.8 billion because this bloke grew breasts after he took a psychiatric drug for a while, Risperdal, and he's ended up with breasts. So I'm just wondering, who do I sue for my breasts? Who's at fault? Who's at fault? Who can I get onto?
Number one, this involves bums and boobs.
Hey, there's a new bikini trend.
We learned Chris Dittmar is not happy about a new fashion trend hitting our beaches.
And this is happening at Glenelg already.
Tell the people what she wore.
It was an itsy bitsy teeny
weeny. Every girl apparently is just walking around with their bum cheeks hanging out. Apparently you can't buy a bikini for summer coming up that doesn't have your bottom just hanging out.
Are we enjoying this trend?
Ditts was so unhappy about this trend, he brought it up later that Tuesday morning.
All of the bathers coming up for summer is you've just got your bum cheeks hanging out. You cannot find bathers, apparently, to cover up at all.
Stick around, we'll tell you more.
Then he brought it up again on Wednesday.
When we just had those hot days recently, there were girls walking around Glenelg with their absolute buttocks hanging out. On the surface, you go, oh, that's exciting, but do we really want to see that or not?
Are you asking yourself that question?
Oh, what about your questioning, Dick?
No, seriously.
Oh, do we really want to see that?
No, actually.
Ditts was still upset on Thursday about it.
Because I would find this off-putting. No back on their bikinis and just their bum hanging out.
Whatever happens, Ditts, I hope you get to the bottom of it.
The top five things we've learned on Ruined Ditts this week.
Actually, we mentioned it again this morning as well.
You mentioned it. Don't say we. You
well,
did.
If you missed it, there's a theme park in Western Australia. Not happy about it.
Yeah. Oh, you've backed over it again.
Hell, that's 4 days in a row.
Yeah, well.
I might be a bit obsessed with
you
that.
You are a newsbreaker. That's a no doubt about it. Hey, Rudy Vanderstone, he breaks people's careers.
Yeah.
He's up next.
On Triple M.
He's a plumber.
Rudy's plumbing. You block it, we unblock it.
He has a funny accent.
My mum's from Holland and my dad's from the Netherlands. It's a beautiful accent, isn't it?
And he also happens to be Australia's meanest TV reviewer.
Australian television, it is manure.
Please welcome to Ruined Ditts for Breakfast.
Every week right here on Triple M.
Rudy Vanderstone, TV reviewer.
Oh, Rue, this is the favourite part of my week. I can't wait for this. Rudy Vanderstone, good morning.
You're always very kind to me, Ditts. Good morning to you and good morning to you, Roo, and everybody listening in Adelaide on Triple M. I hope you're strapped in and looking forward to this TV review. I'm once again this year reviewing Have You Been Paying Attention? Because your friend, the Moon Man, was on Monday night.
Was he?
Yes, he was. He disgraced himself. He did win, but gee, he looks a little bit grumpy.
Oh, okay.
Maybe it looked like he'd come off the end of a three-day bender. Now, this week I'm reviewing Have You Been Paying Attention?
Right.
Diverse name for a television show since Behave Yourself, the short-lived load of rubbish on Channel 7. The Moon Man was in with everybody's favourite Scotsman from The Voice, Darren McMullen.
Yes.
You know Darren.
Oh, of course.
The man that will host anything Rove and Shane Jacobson turns down. I tell you what, Aussie television is a galaxy of stars. Have You Been Paying Attention is a comedy panel quiz show that routinely ruins my Monday night. First of all, Martha, my wife, can never remember the name of the show. Right. Rudy, she yells, it's time for how much attention did you pay? Or are you paying attention? Or that show with Sam Pang. Then I have to watch the emaciated host, Tom Gleisner, pull his fishbowl skull onto my television screen. An aging man that really needs to quit. I'll tell you what, Ditz, he's either taking too much cortisone or he has an iodine deficiency.
No, but, he's... Well, come on, we love Tom Gleisner.
But his head is as big as George Michael's shortly before George sadly passed away. Then there's the stellar lineup of talent on the panel who clearly have the answers before the show so they can write a bunch of jokes so lame it's like a polio ward in the developing world.
Oh, no.
And I tell you what, that's lame.
Yeah, that's lame. Yeah.
That's right, Ru, it sure is lame. Last night, that talent included the Moon Man, and here was his intro.
Lawrence, we haven't seen you for a while. What have you been up to lately?
Oh, I've just been waiting for the call, Tom.
Oh, well.
It's been 3 years. I don't know what I did wrong.
I know what you probably did wrong. You turned up drunk again, you hopeless idiot.
Now, don't pick on Lawrence. Don't pick on him.
He's got a reputation, hasn't
he? Yeah.
Moon Man was sitting in the bottom left position, a position normally reserved for comedians.
Oh, right.
But anyway, they go over to him. Chief amongst the japesters with a quiver full of sharply honed zingers is Sam Pang, a man whose cultural background seems to be a constant punchline on have you been paying attention. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's tick off the Asian stereotypes.
Oh, no.
Sam lives in a one-bedroom flat with 13 of his relatives. He eats domestic animals, he's got a small penis, and he's a bad driver. There, done, stop it, it's racist.
No.
Stop laughing, it's not funny. Ed Cavalier sometimes says some clever and funny things and should be congratulated for appearing on the show because he's clearly got the full-blown Asperger's syndrome. He reminds me of one of my favourite TV characters, Herman Munster.
Oh, no.
He should have a scar down his forehead and bolts coming out of his neck. Keep going, Ed. You're very brave. Have you been paying attention? I definitely will in future. So when my wife reaches for the remote control on Monday nights, I'll taser her or just run for my life. It's no good, but at least it's not celebrity fame game, a disease from which there is no cure. I hate both of them. Goodbye.
How many stars?
Yes, it's a black hole. Don't worry about it.
Rudy, you've done it again. Thanks, Rudy. I'm wondering if one day we will find a show on Australian TV that you actually enjoy.
Well, if there's some documentary out of Holland about prostitution and eating space cakes, then probably.
Right. That's an idea for a show. Well,
that's right. Prostitution and space cakes is a show I'd watch.
I'm getting him off before he does get us thrown off here. Rudy Vanderstone.
That's a pleasure.
Brew and Dits, top three things you need to know.
What's making news? Airbnb, Roo.
Yeah, Airbnb, which we all know about and we all have probably used at one time or another. Some people get into it more than others. Some people actually rent their house or shack or a spare room out on Airbnb. And they're the people that need to take notice of this next segment because Airbnb now have to actually give the details to the Australian Taxation Office of the people that actually rent out their places. So a couple of 100,000 homeowners' details will be given to the ATO. It is a crackdown on the black economy. So
if you're making a quid out of it, you need to declare it.
You need to declare it. Otherwise, you might get audited and you might be in big, big trouble, Ditz. So this is very, very important. And, they need to listen up because at this stage, most people think they can get away with it. They won't be in the future, Ditz.
All right. Hey, last night on 7 News, Mike Smithson had this story about dangerous cladding.
The government has just released its interim report into defective aluminium cladding, the type which has caused massive infernos.
Revealing locations is a no-go zone, despite people still living in these potential death traps. All we're told is 7 buildings now pose an extreme risk, needing immediate action, and a further 21 are of high risk. They've been given 12 months.
So we're talking 28 buildings scattered around Adelaide. This is dangerous stuff. There's no doubt about it.
Hang on, well, why are they saying which ones they are?
I don't know.
That's unbelievable.
Before we go any further, let's hear from Construction Union boss Andrew Sutherland.
That stuff just does go up. There's no time. It's incredible how quickly it burns. It's unacceptable. The state government needs to take some responsibility.
So yeah. You're right, Rui. We do need to know which buildings they are.
This is incredible. I would have thought that straight away that'd need to be changed.
Yeah. We need
what if you're living on the 23rd story or working on the 23rd story and some idiot lights the joint up?
Mm. You need to know, don't you?
Someone's going to be in a lot of trouble if one of those buildings go up and there's casualties.
And who's responsible? This could be an absolute legal minefield. Was it the builder who sourced the product? Or
was it legal at the time? Yeah. Just because, and I think that half the issue is because of all the importation of materials from China haven't been looked at, or, you know, have they got 10% of some flammable material, or have they got 80%? I don't think they actually were checking on it back then, but you know, we all remember the Melbourne fires. Watch this space, I think.
Dangerous stuff.
Going to hear more about it.
The protests continue around Australia, and this is about climate change, obviously. They'll continue in Adelaide today. Our employment and HR expert, Graham Wynn, here on Triple M, was on the overnight program as I drove in this morning. He had an interesting take on this.
If protesting is legal, why don't we make these people register? And when they do the protest march, they're involved in a legal protest. However, that information can be shared with Centrelink, for instance. So if you are taking a day off to protest, your dole payment is cancelled for that day.
Hmm, that's a can of worms. He'll upset the protesters by saying that. But yeah, he reckons if you're on the rock and roll, and you're just out there protesting for, you know, something.
You don't have to be looking for jobs all day, every day.
No,
do
but
you?
It is your responsibility. But yeah. Anyway, that's his take on it. Yeah. They're getting a lot of support, Roo. You know, it really is dividing the country. A lot of people are on their side, and then there are those that are saying it's very disruptive. Do you know, we all received an email here yesterday, Triple M staff, saying there could be a lockdown of this building today on this Friday. And Alice the Wag said, but you can't because it's my birthday and I have to go to lunch.
I have to get all the presents from
everybody. So to the protest organisers, if you are listening out there, please understand it is
Do it
Alice's
after lunch,
birthday,
please.
If you could.
About 3 o'clock.
That'd be convenient. Thank
Perfect.
You. All right, Ruined It's on Triple M. Ruined It's here on Triple M. What have you got for us, Ruined?
Oh, just a little bit of fun at your expense, Dits. Oh. I love how you work so hard to get content for our show. You bring ideas to the table. You listen to other radio stations like the Graham Wynn from the ABC that we just had on before. And
what do you bring to the table? Go and find a crow's coat for you.
What's your buddy?
Go and do an external review.
What's your old buddy singer you love?
Who?
The old lady.
Connie Francis. What's wrong with that?
Connie Francis was born in 1843. But anyway, sometimes when you are out researching for this show, at lunches dotted around Adelaide, between sort of 1:23 when you hear the idea and, you know, 4:45 when you go home, you get the facts a little bit mixed up and you bring the content to the show and come up with a little bit of gold. Anyway, the other day you had Bob Bongo Starkey on from the Skyhooks.
Hang on, Skyhooks legend. Were you laughing at that?
No,
for?
Nothing. But it was just
greatest
the first
band of all time.
Yeah, that's right. There's nothing wrong with Bobby Bongo Starkey. Right. It was just a question you asked him.
Are you tight, all of you? We unfortunately lost Sherl. I mean, you know, terrible, tragic accident. Are you all absolute best mates out of this whole experience?
No, and we never really were.
So there you go. We've learnt something, you see. You've got
what
to
about
ask
you
the
use
questions
the term
to learn.
We lost Sherl. Like you're in the band.
Bloody oath. Mate. It was part of my life.
That's
like
of
I lost a family member.
That sort of goal just makes me laugh. Anyway,
Rui, if I don't ask that question, we don't find out. Okay, so they're not mates. Now I know that. We move on.
Not tight at all. But anyway, let's have a listen to a few of your other little photos.
Oh, please. Rui, it would be bedlam down at North Terrace this morning. There will be people everywhere, lights flashing, sirens
hang
going
on,
off. First
on.
Morning of the new RAH. I'll bet there are people queuing up to get treated.
Good morning, boys. Believe it or not, not much. Absolutely nada. Like, who has a doctor's appointment at 6:40 a.m.?
What is happening down at the Adelaide Oval tonight?
Well, it's actually tomorrow. I'm not sure if they're doing it for the game tonight. Definitely tomorrow night. The Oval's going to be lit up orange.
So it's very, very rare.
No, that's not really rare. That's quite common. It's probably second only to Down syndrome.
Sam Johnson. Now, Sam, what other work have you done? What were you doing to try to Molly?
Oh, I've just been a general reprobate, really. I don't really act much.
And so did someone pluck you from obscurity because of your likeness to Molly? Is that how it happened?
Yeah, pretty much. I was basically on a train and someone tapped me on the shoulder.
Shut up! The foot is on the radio! Open goal! Adelaide are in front!
Nearly.
They trail by 2 points.
8-6 is 2, Dits. We know what you mean.
I'm no good at math.
Brew, we've got an employment expert coming on. I find this interesting. There's a suggestion that a high percentage, like something like 90% of people that turn up for job interviews have no desire to get that job. They're just fulfilling their...
90%.
I think it's as high as that, but we'll find out. Graham Wynn is the director and founder of Superior People Recruitment. Graham, good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
How prevalent is this? How often have we got people just rolling up and wasting our time in job interviews?
I would say around about 1 in 4 people.
The ambulance serves that 90%. How about you employ more people and get more cars out on the road rather than force us or try to force us to do overtime? And so what happened was last Monday, when only 6 put their hand up, the ambos get criticised because the service is depleted and it's not their fault. I think I've got this story right, but I want to get to the bottom of it. Phil Palmer is the secretary of the Ambulance Employee Association. He joins us now. Phil, good morning. Have I got the story right or not?
The story's not quite right.
Right. Is that it?
No, there's one more that we're going to put on there.
Oh, no.
On our walk, on our Case for Kids walk, we're interviewing one of the musicians in, who was the band?
Band to Tokyo.
And the bloke, he said it, and on there he said, "G'day, Adam."
Yeah.
And he's, or whatever, and his name was something else. We'll get that out of next time.
Do your research.
Yeah, exactly. You didn't do it, but anyway.
Is it a quiet day here at Triple M? We've got nothing else to bloody talk about.
Oh, very funny, Dits. The best one was Samuel Johnson. The bloke, he's been starring
in a
heap of TV shows.
Like what?
Everywhere. Secret Life of Us. It was dominating on that. And you go, oh, they just plucked you from obscurity on the bus. Oh, God. Anyway, Dits. Lucky you've just, you do a lot of other things.
Where's
right?
that promo that says, "I'm the key to the show, Mel"? Please play that. Thank you. Exactly. Right, ruined Dits on Triple M. Thought we were a team here at Triple M. But,
we are a team. Dits, yeah. And this is why I dot the I's and cross the T's. This is when we went on that Case for Kids walk and we introduced the fella that you called Adam, I think, from Birds of Tokyo.
Birds of Tokyo are in town. On the line is their guitarist, vocalist, Andrew Spark, and he joined us. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you going?
Good. So what's wrong with that?
His name's Adam.
Andrew, come on. That's some say potato, I say potato, tomato,
right.
Tomato.
That's
I don't
right.
know.
That's okay.
Yeah. Look, I've got to say...
Because I never make a mistake.
No, because I'm in awe of working with you. Your research and your homework with your sporting stars is unbelievable.
Exactly.
Sporting superstars in the studio with us here right now.
Yes, we have, and we're talking about Andy Mundine. Good morning, Andy.
Anthony Mundine.
Oh, Anthony, sorry. Yes, did come to mind very quickly when I brought that up. You got to get your own house in order
there
as well.
You go. Right.
Anyway,
we
let's
on?
Head to the Northern Territory. Let's head north for this one. They're doing the Bad Tattoo competition up there. Let's have a chat to one of the guys at the NT News.
Roo and Dits here on Triple M. Roo, we love the NT News and we visit from time to time, don't we?
Absolutely we do. We love them. We love their headlines. We love how honest they are. We love how they have a laugh and sort of not bend the truth, but they're happy to have a bit of fun up there, aren't they?
Oh, they break news at the same time,
that's
don't
right.
they?
Yeah.
And anyway, they've launched a brand new competition, which is right up your alley. Let's find out more. Journalist at the NT News is Judith Aisthorpe. Judith, good morning.
Hello, Mark and Chris. Yeah.
Tell us about your tattoos. What is going on in the NT?
Well, the NT is full of characters, and most characters have made a few poor decisions and have got a few bad tats. So we've decided to find the worst tat in the territory.
Gee, you are going to have to scroll through lots of skin to find out this one, Judith, because we do go up there a lot. You don't feel comfortable up there unless you've got a beer, a fishing rod, you like footy, and you have to have a couple of tattoos, don't you? Tattoos are a necessity in Darwin.
Yeah
they are. You're hard-pressed to find someone without a tattoo, actually.
How many tattoo shops is up there? Are they blossoming up there in the NT?
Look, I don't actually have any tattoos myself, so I'm not sure. But I think there's a few staple tattoo parlors that get a lot of work.
Gee, yeah. You're the odd one out up there.
Yeah, I am.
All right, so have you launched this yet? Is it up and running, and have you got any good entrants?
Yep. So we've had, I think we had hundreds of entrants, and we've now narrowed it down to our top 10.
Right. Have you got the top 10 online?
Yep. They're online.
So, oh, wow.
All right. We need to check them out.
Is it just at ntnews.com.au?
Yep. You can check it out there. We've got a woman who lost a bet in Bali and had to get a VB can tattooed on her with a mullet on it.
Oh, yeah, that's bad. Probably, yeah, what else you got?
My favourite.
Any others?
Someone's decided to, I suppose maybe they're having trouble remembering where they're from, and they've written Made in K-Town on their body.
Made in K-Town.
Yeah.
Good.
And we've got a Bundy bear as well, which I think is a home job.
Oh, no. They're shocking. You know, home tattoos. Yeah. You got any good jailhouse ones?
I think we've got it's a pelican taking a dump.
Oh, beautiful. Oh, I love a little bit of bird life.
Very touching. Mm. Right, eh?
I had a worker on our fruit block that had I Hate Cops tattooed on him.
What you want?
Big feature in that, yeah. Hey, now, Judith, I'll put you on the spot here. Just before you leave us, any good headlines that you can share with us in recent times? Because we do love the NT News front page headlines. They're fantastic.
Yeah. One of the ones I did, I think, about last month was these two blokes climbed onto a croc trap in Katherine, and now it's actually legal to do that, but these guys decided to post it on social media, and we did a bit of a play on words with Crocodile Dundee and called it Crocodile Dumdee.
Yeah, nice. Nice. Hey, Judith, thanks so much for joining us, and good luck with the tattoo competition. Sounds like great fun.
Yeah, it's been very enjoyable.
Good on you. Thanks. Judith A. Thorpe is the journo at the NT News. So, Roo, you're happy with all your tats. You wouldn't
Yeah. But they've all tell a history, so I like the fact. Yep. I mean, probably my worst one's the one I did after the missing out on the 97 grand final. I was just in a very angry mood and, got a tattoo that took 10 hours, and it's a skull, a double barrel shotgun. As if, you know, just... and a lot of smoke on one side of my back. So that's probably the dumbest one I've got. That would qualify, actually, for a shit tattoo. Right. So we're going to take some calls, Ditz. Yep. Let's throw the phones open. 1-3-3-5-3. Tell us about your bad tattoo.
Mm, give us a ring. Triple M. Talking about bad tattoos.
Yeah, we sure are. And the best caller here will get a double to go and see Kiss on their End of the Road World Tour. And that's at Cooper Stadium, November the 19th. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketek. Let's go to Ross Trevor. G'day, Matt.
Hey, how's it going?
Got a bad tat, Matt?
Yeah, so when I was 16, I know it's illegal to get tattoos then, but I got rock and roll tattooed on my back because I thought I was playing in bands and I thought I'd end up being famous one day.
How old are you now, Matt?
25, but I've recently got a tattoo over the top of it because I was that embarrassed of it.
What did you turn it into?
Two elephants.
Oh, nice.
Now, how did your parents go with it at 16, or did they never ever get to see it?
My dad didn't talk to me for a few weeks. He's probably listening right now.
Yeah.
My mum was fine with it because she always loves me. But...
so how's your music career going?
I still play every day, but I'm not playing in bands anymore. Too busy working.
Okay. All right, mate. Thanks.
Don't give up on the dream.
Good work. Let's go to Seaview Downs. G'day, Dan.
Yeah, g'day. How you going, guys?
What's your bad tat?
Oh, it's not actually my tattoo. I live with a guy in Darwin there, and he travelled around the world with an English bloke, and they went to their respective countries to get a tattoo each, and then they were going to meet up and get that same tattoo. Now, the English bloke got a compass to represent their world travels, and the Australian bloke decided to get tattooed on his back. Shit happens. Now, the thing was, the tattoo artist spelt it wrong with one P.
Oh no.
So when they met up, the English bloke actually got the same tattoo with the one P also.
Well, they promised to get the same tattoo.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, it's probably the only tattoo you can misspell and get away with, actually.
Yeah. That's good. That qualifies. Yeah, that really does qualify.
With your experience with tattoos, would it be cheaper, only the one P? So there's probably come out in front.
All gets time to down to timed it. So yeah, would be cheaper. Good stuff. 1-3-3-5-3 Give us a buzz with your bad tattoo.
Ruined it's here on Triple M. Bad tattoos we're talking about.
Yeah, we're going to get through these pretty quickly. Let's head to Noarlunga. G'day, Donald.
Yeah, how you going? All right.
Good, Donald. What's your bad tattoo?
It's not Noarlunga, it's Noarung. I live down the southeast.
Noarung. Sorry, Donald.
Our first ever caller from Noarung. Good on you, Donald.
Where is Noarung?
It's down near Meningi, down the southeast.
Beautiful. Oh, cool, mate. Sorry about that.
That's all right. When I was younger, Frank Thompson used to be the tattooist up in Rundle Street.
Yeah.
I went and got a tattoo there, and it was a magic mushroom shooting through the clouds. But when you look at it, it just looks like a big dick.
Oh, no.
That's awkward.
Good on you, Donald. That really qualifies. Let's go to Uncle Paringa. G'day, Phil.
How are you, boys?
Good, Phil.
Good. Now, this tattoo is not only a silly thing to do, but it can obviously get you into trouble.
Mm.
Mate of mine were checking in down at the airport one day to go to Bali. Mm. You know, all dressed up to go. We had our boardies and tank tops on and everything. And we're doing the old passport thing, and the lady who's checking us in, she looks at my mate and says, it'd be a good idea to cover up your tattoos. So I looked over on my mate, and on his wrist, he'd got the word terror tattooed on there.
Oh, why did he have that on there for? Was he just a terror?
Well, it's a bit of a silly thing to do, and he's a bit of an oddball. It was just a bit of a joke. I think he had too many terps one night, and the tattoo shop put terror on his wrist. Not a good idea.
Yeah, not in modern times, definitely not. Let's go to Paraka. G'day, Kath.
Good morning. How are you going?
What's your bad tattoo, Kath?
Mine is for my son. He went on a boys' trip to Bali in his very early 20s and couldn't grow a moustache, so he had one tattooed on the inside of his right index finger.
Actually looks pretty funny, though, and I've seen a couple of people with that. Good on you, Kath. Let's go to Salisbury. G'day, Quentin.
How you going?
Good, buddy. What's your bad tattoo?
Well, I was an inaugural premiership player for Central Districts back in 2000.
Congratulations.
Well done.
What's your surname?
Well, actually my tattoo, Graham.
Oh, good on you.
Quentin Graham, of course, yes.
Yeah. And, it wasn't actually my tattoo, but all the players were sort of suggesting that we rush out and get one. Anyway, there was a supporter that had already done it and come to our attention that the tattoo artist had spelt premiers wrong without the I.
No I in premiers.
That's it.
That's what the tattoo bloke said. Good work, Quentin.
Very quick, Ruth.
Congratulations.
Good on you, Quentin.
Righto, Dits. We've got to give a double to go and see Kiss. What about Donald?
Yeah, Donald from Noarung.
Donald with the dick.
Yeah.
All right, you've got a double to go and see Kiss. And if you want to go and see Kiss on their farewell end of the road tour, tickets are on sale right now at Ticketek.
104.7 Adelaide's Triple M ruined it's for breakfast. Aru driving down past the airport, you see the big AFL Max down there. What's happening?
Oh, my kids have been down there for most of the school holidays, in fact, running amok down there. But the man who's behind it, the man with the brains, James Podsiadly, former Adelaide Crow and Geelong superstar, joins us. Good morning, Pods.
Morning, Roo. Morning, Dids.
How is the new venture going?
It's going well, thanks, mate. Yeah, school holidays, as you mentioned, has been bonkers and kids have been having a great time. We've had a whole heap of school groups through, so it's going well. It's only 3 months old and we're learning lots, but exciting times for us.
Pods, I've been down there yet. Is it all skill-based or is it playing games? What do the kids actually do when they go down there?
Nah, there's probably not as much footy as what you think. There's a lot of other things that kids are doing. I mean, our climb zone and our trampolines are probably the most popular. There is a skill zone where you get to hone in on your skills and practice kicking a ball at some targets and whatnot. We've got some cool interactive screens too where kids can hone in on their skills. But, you know, from a bump zone, we've got a heap of inflatables in there and, you know, you can do some draft camp testing as well. We've got a lot of different things in there. But, yeah, it's not just footy.
You do a fair bit of footy though as well, and you've got a new indoor competition coming up starting shortly. Tell us all about that one.
Yeah, mate, we're really excited. AFL Max and Triple M have sort of got together and started the Triple M AFL indoor competition. So it's a 7v7 competition. It's pretty fast paced, non-contact. Everyone can play it. It's indoors. It's on our sort of elite surface. I'm sure you've, Port Adelaide supporters and Crow supporters have seen AFL players train indoors. And we've got a similar surface where you can come and play footy.
Oh, that sounds perfect for Dit. So it suits fast people and non-contact.
Is there someone that can stand in the golf square and not move?
No, we've got that as well, Dit.
Good.
Absolutely.
That's what the coach says to me. He says, just stand in the golf square. That's where I want you.
Kick it to Dit. Dit's like Dusty, Dit. Hey, tell us about it. So when is it? What nights of the week will it be played on? How much does it cost? And how do they get involved?
Yeah, Monday to Wednesday nights. It starts on the 24th of October, so we've got a whole heap of trial games next week, so people that want to come in and try it for the first time can come in. A team of 10 you're going to need, so 7 on the field and 3 on the bench.
Yep.
So 9 of your mates, Dits.
Yep.
And it works out to about $14 a person, so about $140 a team to play per night.
And you're running like a league, are you?
Yeah, it's a league, yeah.
Oh,
so
good.
It goes for 9 weeks plus finals.
Yep.
And there's some trophies and giveaways at the end of the comp too, so jump on our website, aflmax.com.au, and you can get all the details there.
And obviously just a social gathering and a
social
bit of fun.
Gathering. Is there a bar?
Of course there is.
There's a bar, so a few beers and some snacks after the game as well.
All right. Beautiful. I'm in.
All right, Pods, congratulations. The Triple M and AFL Max Indoor Footy Competition. Go to AFL Max and find out all the details. Thanks for joining us, Pods.
Thanks, guys.
Good on you, Pods. Well done. Ruined it here on Triple M. Time for a winner with Roo. This is what happened last week.
I am going to have a bit of a crack on race 6, number 5, Celtic Blast.
Celtic Blast needs the post. Baroud's coming. It's Celtic Blast inside the 50, doing enough. Baroud bends, chase hard, but Celtic Blast got awfully tired, but won.
Tied because he was 10 lengths in front.
One
what are you talking about?
He's having a breather.
One with his leg in the air, had a cup of tea at the 100 metre mark.
What have you got for us this week?
I think we're going back to back, Dits.
Right.
Not getting ahead of myself, but I feel like I'm in winning form at the moment, and that's good form.
Talking it up.
I am talking it up. I'm going to back it up too, Dits. Race 1, I'm going with a even money favourite. Just I'm just going to have a little solid bet on it. Race 1, number 3, I think it's just too good, Dits. I think it's just going to be too good.
Right.
And if that wins, I'm taking my money out of that.
Mm.
So I'm just going to play with the winnings.
Oh.
Responsible gambling.
You just say play with their money, not yours.
That's right, their money. So I'm going to do that. I'm going to have a decent bet on that one, and then I'm going to take my winnings and put that on race 3, number 10, Conconi, who probably should have won last start. If you go back and look at the race, it didn't. But I think it's a good each way bet, probably be $7 or $8. So
each way
on that one. So I'm going to put a bet on in race 1. If that wins, I'm putting the winnings on race 3. If it loses, I'm out.
If it loses, I've got Roo's mobile number, everyone. We'll all give him a ring and ask him what the hell happened.
So race 1, number 3 for the win, and race 3, number 10 each way.
All right. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you on Monday.
Have a great weekend.
Don't miss a minute of Roo and Dits for breakfast on our podcast. Thanks to Distinctive Homes, the striking premium display home in Lightsview. Distinctivehomes.com.au. 104.7 Triple M.